I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today we have on our show poet and critic Edward Hirsch, who has many books of poems out, but it just came out with a new book called A Poet's Glossary. And it is a fantastic collection of poetic terms, just came out, and we're going to talk to him about that. On Poetic License, we have a Fresno poet. Her name is Marisol Baca, and she's going to share some words with us. Oh, and by the way, Ed Hirsch will also read the poem of the week. About 7 years ago, a friend of mine, Agustin Porras, who is a poet, we went to University of Oregon together, graduated from the MFA program, gave me Edward Hirsch's The Demon and the Angel. And I read it, and I loved it, and it had an incredible influence on me. And I think it had an influence on many writers and poets because it resuscitated, brought back the term duende as a poetic term. And I remember after reading it, I went to Buenos Aires. I took a year off after I sold my novel and The Shadows Took Him. I took a year off and went to go live in Buenos Aires. I brought that book with me. I underlined it. I dog-eared it. And every morning I would get up and I would write my novel. And then I would read a little bit of Ed Hirsch, a little bit of Edgar Allan Poe, a little bit of Borges, a little bit of Swedenborg. And then I'd go out into the city. And the city just revealed itself to me in incredible ways. And I think it was partially because I was so focused on Duende and so focused on the novel and so focused on reading these incredibly mystical, spiritual writers who I admired very much. It's the city kind of like fed me. It was an amazing experience. And the novel I was working on was called Black Sound. And I got that idea from a quote in Edward Hirsch's book. It says, "Everything that has black sound has duende." And duende is this concept in poetry, this darkness, this source of artistic inspiration. And so I wanted my novel to have duende, and I called it Black Sound. Well, it was an incredible failure. I wrote for about 6 months every day, and I had a 500-page novel. I sent it to my agent. I was waiting for her to call me back and say, "Chacon, you are the most brilliant writer ever. This is going to be big." And she did call me back, but unfortunately, that's not what she said. She says, "What is this?" And this is going to sound strange, but what ended up happening is I started to imagine a character in my novel who was dead. And I didn't know where this character came from, but the character just kind of took over the language, and the novel just went in all these weird places, and it was really dark. I mean, sometimes I would be so immersed in her vision and her world that when I got out of the novel, I felt like I'd just been there for 5 minutes, but then I'd see like hours and hours had passed. Lorca says that duende fights against form. I think I let the duende win in this one, and the form just kind of went crazy. So what I did is what a lot of authors do when they write crappy novels. Out of 500 pages, I think I had about 100 pages that were, quite frankly, pretty good. And they ended up in my latest book, Hotel Juarez, Stories, Rooms, and Loops. And I think there might be some duende there. Who knows? But I got so immersed in that world that people used to call me Professor Duende here at University of Texas, El Paso. Anyway, I'm really excited to talk to Edward Hirsch. Stick around, and we'll dip into his latest book, A Poet's Glossary.